Australia. How you going? That's right, man. It's NBA Australia. It's Monday, January 22. I am a very hungover James Clements, and I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Derong Guys NBA basketball podcast, and I am currently here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, hungover after the Pats big win over Jacksonville and then the Philly smashing Minnesota. That was fucking bananas. Too many beers though, bro. Too many beers. Anyway, I'm sitting here in the studio eyeballing a bunch of weird Russian dudes on top of the brownstone across the street from us, and I'm giving you the heads up on all the best NBA junk. Who's doing what? Where they're doing it? Why they're doing it? Who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today? And today, oh, it's a good one. We mock draft the Steph Curry and LeBron All-Star starters and pick our reserves. That's right, the NBA Australia All-Star reserves. It's pretty good. We'll also wrap all the NBA games from the weekend. Plus, there's also the usual dumbassery. Yeah, Naz. Better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day. And it's Monday. So we have the Andrew Gaze Corner, which is today the Andrew Gaze played with who? All-Stars. And everyone's favorite, Dickhead of the Weekend. Classic. As we do every day, we check on every single NBA player from Australia and sometimes New Zealand. What are you going to do? And we wrap all of the NBA games for the weekend. We'll preview all of tonight's games and we'll finish off with a brand new deli review. That's right. Maribor's favorite son is talking about what he calls a chick flick. It's amazing as usual. All right, let's get to it. It's NBA Australia. Let's go.
G'day, this is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Yeah, you better, because it's the whip around. We whip around as we do every day on NBA Australia. Every game from the weekend, we're going to talk about them right now. Let's just do the thing. Woo, you ready? All right, come on, man. Back on Friday. Do you remember that? It was a long time ago. There was no fights on the weekend as well, which is a bummer. We had such a great fight week in the NBA last week. To get through an entire weekend without someone punching on, it's a bit of a shame. Anyway, Friday, the Spurs, man, they've lost two straight now, but they started off this losing streak with the old, loss to the old Raps over there. Holy moly. That was rough as guts for San Antonio. No Kawhi, no Rudy, no Manu. Jesus, 86-83, the Raps win. The Nets, they've won two straight. The Nets, 101, beat the Heat somehow. Hassan Whiteside, I did predict like a 40-20 game, and he ended up having like 26-12. Not quite there, but still not bad. Damari Carroll, though, career high, 26 points, 6 rebounds. Nets win. Nice. Wiz beat the Pistons in Detroit. A John Wall revenge game after having a shit one and not being on the All-Star starters list. Poor John Wall. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And how about Brad Beal over there? 26-3-3. Not bad, Bradley. How about the Kings and Grizz? Oh, this is an emotional Zach Randolph return. Oh, shit, I love that Zach Randolph. He comes around here. He's got that grit and grind. It's just about how we do things in Memphis. Come on, man. 106-88. Grizz win. Dylan Brooks had 22-3 in that one. Not bad, Dylan. Not bad. How about the Suns at Nugs? Suns beat the Nugs 108-100. Fucking Devin Booker, mate. 35-5. This sneaky Suns team, dude. They are sneaky. 17 wins. They're equal with the Lakers. Man, Lakers get a little bit more fucking pub, don't they? But the Suns just sneaking along. They could always just go, all right, fuck it, and throw in the towel and tank at a moment's notice. But they're 4-6 in their last 10. It's just what they do, man. So they beat the Nugs. The New York Knickerbockers of New York City beat the Utah Jazzes 117-115 in Salt Lake City. How's Tim Hardaway the lesser? 31 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and made 6 three-pointers. Unreal. That's a nice, nice win for the Knicks. Because, sure, why not? Man, the Jazz, come on. You're losing touch with, like, the rest of the West there, man. Killing me. Anyway, Pacers go into Los Angeles on a back-to-back and lose on Friday as well. It was a rough one, I'll tell you. They should have beaten a no Lonzo, no Ingram Lakers team. But Jordan Clarkson went, fuck you guys, 33-7-7. Also, I once banged the Kardashian. What are you going to do about it? So they win 99-86. How about Saturday? Oh, this was a good one, wasn't it? The NBA loaded all their good games on this one because of the NFL on Sunday. So we had Thunder Cavs early. Holy shit, 148 for the Thunder. It's like the highest scoring regular season game since 2012 that didn't go to overtime. 148, how's that Cavs defense? Is their defense just going, oh, what was that? Oh, fuck, it was someone driving to the fucking hoop. God damn it. Paul George. Everyone thought he'd be fitting himself for a fucking locker at the Quicken Loans Arena there. Instead, he scored 36 points. That's a season high. Not bad. Not bad. Man, if they'd lost this, though, the Thunder, do you reckon the Cavs were like, hey, Thunder, here's the Brooklyn pick just dangling in front of Sam Presti. Give us Paul George. Thunder would have jumped on that in a second. Anyway, so LeBron didn't get the 30,000 points, as everyone was yelling about. He needed 25, did not get 25. Rusty had himself a game. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Cavs have now lost 10 of the last 14, and that's four straight for OKC. Man, they're so fucking weird. They, like, lose three, win four. Lose three, win four. I don't know. Get your head around it. Get your head around it. How about the Bulls? They beat the Hawks. Lowry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen, with 19 and 4. Fucking smash them like we're 16. The Heat beat the Hornets. This was an absolute fucking corker. Did you see the end of this game? Go fucking watch it on YouTube and shit right now, because it is bananas. James Bloodsport Johnson, man. They're like down 7. He dunks. Then they literally strip the ball off the inbounds. James Bloodsport Johnson hits a 3 to basically get it all the way down to 2. Then Kelly Olynyk. Kelly, that's another girl's name. They so after a couple of free throws, they're basically, all right, we're down 1 now. And then Kelly Olynyk gets fouled with 0.2 of a second fucking left. An absolute joke of a fucking call. Hits the free throw, wins it. Unbelievable game. Heat beat the fucking Hornets. That was just, oh, what a absolute fucking heist by the Heat. Brutal. Grizz go into New Orleans and lose 111 to 104. Boogie had 24 and 10 and 5. Oh, classic Boogie. A great line. And Jrue Holiday had 27. Nice. How about the Bucks at Sixers? Oh, my buddy Pat was at this one, and he's all like, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to see the Greek Freak versus Big Simo and fucking Embiid, bro. And I'm like, no, you're not, because fucking Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek Freak, he wasn't playing. And my mate Pat's like, oh, fuck. Sorry, Pat. Sorry, not sorry. Sixers win 116 to 94 behind Joel Embiid. Embiid. You get an Embiid. You get an Embiid. Rihanna's boyfriend, 29 and 9 and 2 blocks for Embiid. Jesus. How's Chris Middleton, though? For the Bucks, without Embiid, without Antetokounmpo, he has a fucking triple-double, mate. 23 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists. Not bad. Delian Thon, Thon. Thon McCurt, we'll talk about them in the Australian Player Watch, eh? Also talk about Patty Mills and also Big Simo, because you had a bit of Australian-on-Australian violence in this one. Big Ben Simmons going against Delian Thon, Thon. Fun. Still, Sixers smashed at home. Nice one. And how about the big game for the day? Warriors at Rockets. Holy shit, 1-2 in the West. Probably two of the best teams. They are the two best teams by record now, because the Celtics are just on the sly. A bit shit out, say. So this was awesome. The Rockets win without Trevor Ariza and Gerald Green, because, you know, they tried to beat the shit out of Austin Rivers in the Clippers fucking locker room last week. But this was awesome. CP3 has 33 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists, and 3 steals. Meanwhile, James Harden has 22 points, 8 assists, and had the fucking back-breaking 3. There's like a minute 10 left, I think, around that point. He hits a 3 from the corner over the top of Steph Curry. Puts the Rocks up 6, and that was fucking all she wrote, mate. Fuck you. Good job, James Harden. Rockets, interestingly enough, went completely small at the end of this, apart from Clint Capela. And they closed the game with Chris Paul, James Harden, Clint Capela, Eric Gordon, and PJ Tucker. What a fucking lineup. So Golden State are like, hey, how's small ball? The Rockets are like, fuck you, this is small ball, motherfucker. Golden State had 19 turnovers. That resulted in 23 Houston points. Steph Curry had 6 turnovers. Draymond had 5. Kevin Durant had 4. That's brutal, man. Just a, look, the Warriors did not play good, but the Rockets, man, they're 17-0 when James Harden, Chris Paul, and Clint Capela all play together. That is unbelievable. That also includes both a road win and a home win over the Warriors. They've now got the season series as well, man, which is fucking bananas, right? Jesus, good job, the Rockets. Only played 8 dudes in this as well. Classic D'Antoni. Anyway, Raps at Wolves. Wiggo! Fucking Andrew Wiggins. 29 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Leads the Wolves to a 115-109 win. DeMar and Jimmy Butts went at each other. These are two good teams. It was pretty fun. But, you know, Wolves get them. Clips at Jazz bounce back against Wingen Blake Griffin. And the Clips, 125 to 113. Donovan fucking Mitchell has himself a game. We'll talk about that in hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. But jingling motherfucking Joe Ingles has a career high. Unfucking believable. Sound the alarm. It's right there. Jingling Joe. It's a career high. Do it again. Do it. Right fucking there, mate. Unbelievable. Absolute classic jingling Joe. Ties his career high of 21 points. We'll talk about that in the string and player watch, eh? Lou Williams also had himself a game, set a franchise record for the Clips. He had 31 points. No, that's not the franchise record, you dickhead. 10 steals. Holy shit. Good job, Lou Will. Just out there smashing, mate. And then the Mavs, the last game of the day, Blazers beat the Mavs 117 to 108. Dame had him a fucking game, man. 31 points. 5 rebounds, 9 assists, and made 7 threes. Pretty good. How about Sunday, mate? Oh, this just devolved into a drunken mess. Thanks to the Pats game, I'll tell you that much. Magic beat the Celtics 103-95. Kyrie had 40, and the Celtics still lost because they only managed to score 95 fucking points against this horrible Magic team. Celtics have now lost 3 straight. The Raps are literally on their fucking heels, mate. They're 44-13. The Raps are 2 games back, but only 1 game down in the loss column. Holy shit. There you go. So the Celtics won 7 straight, now have lost 3 straight. Weird. Weird. Anyway, the Magic, I don't know, Aaron Gordon had a good game. Alfred Payton had a good game. The Celtics just didn't play good. That's what'll happen. The New York Knickerbockers of New York City go into Los Angeles to play the Los Angeles Lakers. LA, not known for its lakes, just saying. 127, the Lakers win, 107. And we called this back on Friday in our episode, didn't we, on the preview? Fucking the New York Knicks going into LA. A Sunday game, that's the old fucking hangover game, mate. No chance. That's a schedule loss. I'll tell you that much. How's Zinger in LA? He had himself a fucking night before, I'm sure. 17 points and 4 rebounds. That's a slow one for the Latvian gangbanger. How's fucking Jordan Clarkson, though? 29 off the bench. Julius Randle, meanwhile, he had 27 and 12 in another please don't trade me, I like LA game. That's not bad. Kuzma had 15 points in 10 minutes, only played 2 minutes in the second half because Luke Walton was all like, play some fucking defense, you dickhead. And the last, what, 2 games? Nets beat the Pistons because of Spencer Dinwiddie, because he had himself a revenge game with a buzzer beater. Well, basically a buzzer beater, left 0.2 of a second left on the clock. Did old Spencil. Good shit. Andre Drummond actually had like a game winner as well with 4 seconds left, but Spencil took the inbounds, went the fucking length of the floor, threw it up, in she goes. He was drafted by the Pistons like 4 years ago. They just fucking kicked him to the curb. He's like, fuck you, dickheads, I'm a beacher. And that's what he did. Good job, Spencil. Nets win 101 to 100. And finally, Pacers beat the Spurs in San Antonio. First time that Tony Parker had come off the bench since the 2010 playoffs, mate. The only time he's not started, like 21 times his entire career, and the first time in 8 fucking years, mate. So Tony's like, Popovich told him, he's like, he thought it was time. He was like, I was like, oh, no problem. Just like Manu, just like Pau, that day is going to come. And if Pop sees some things that is good for the team, I'll try to do my best. Good job, Tony Parker. Anyway, Victor Oladipo had 19 points and 4 steals, leads them to the win. And how did DeJounte Murray go in that starting role? Eh, not great. 8 points, 7 boards, 4 assists. Not bad. And Parker off the bench, though. Looked pretty good, man. 12 points, 3 boards, 5 assists. Lance, make him dance, had 9. Classic Lance. All right, and LaMarcus Aldridge. He's all, like, fucking pouty and shit probably about not being an all-star. It's like, I don't know, LaMarcus. Just be better, dickhead. 10 and 10 for LaMarcus. All right, let's get to the NBA Australia approved performance of the weekend.
That's not that nice.
How was Russell Westbrook against the fucking Cavs? Jesus Christ. 23 points, 9 rebounds, and 20 fucking assists. Holy shit. I guess when you score 148 points on a horrible defense, it does give you a lot more opportunity to score some assists, doesn't it? Good job, Rusty. 36 for Paul George as well. Not bad. And then, like, as a bonus, that's not a knife. How's, like, I just mentioned it, but fucking hell, man. Spencer Dinwiddie's game winner. 101, 100, throws it up. He has 20 for the game. D'Angelo Russell's back now for the Nets, and they're only 5 games out of the playoffs in the East. Holy shit. Thing is, The East is so bad that they're five games tied out. And so are Charlotte and Chicago. That's bananas. Man, that fucking morass at the end of the East, like between the Knicks at 21 wins, Detroit at 22, Milwaukee at 23, and Philly at 22 and 20, man. It's fucking anyone's for the taking at this point. All right, let's get to old mate, no mates. Who's got no mates today? Well, we just mentioned the Cavs, Tyronn Lue. Jesus, mate. Do you reckon he's checking his phone like every 5 seconds going, please don't let me be fired. Please don't let me be fired. Please don't let me be fired. Don't, oh, fucking please don't fire me, LeBron. LeBron, don't fire me. Fuck, 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 fuck. That's, you know that he spent his entire weekend doing that. And we'll talk about another former Cavs coach in a second. Anyway, there you go. Old mate, no mates today. Who's got no mates today? It's Tyronn Lue in Cleveland because, I don't know, his play calling seems to be, LeBron, probably just do something. That'd be fun. And Dan Gilbert has apparently announced to the media, he's like, yeah, I'm going to look at everything to do with our team and see what we can't do to improve. It's like, eh, that might be the coach. Don't know. Just saying. All right, let's get to hashtag better than Lonzo Ball for today.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average.
Coming for everybody. I mean, if he wasn't injured. So it's a bit tough one when Lonzo's not actually playing. But this is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball, your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. And the man taking, look, the repeat champion over and over, taking 11 spots behind him in the draft, Donovan fucking Mitchell. Because every time on this here podcast, NBA Australia, anytime we say Donovan fucking Mitchell's name, you have to say fucking in the middle, because every time you see Donovan fucking Mitchell's stat line, you go, man, Donovan fucking Mitchell. Win over the Clips. He has 23 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 steals. That's better than any game that Lonzo Ball has played this year when he's actually fucking played. It's a shame. Come on, Lonzo. Get out there. I want to see you get that 10-7-7 average up. Get him going. All right, let's get to the Yeah Nahs and our actual fucking All-Star picks after this one.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Street, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, we're back. NBA Australia. It's time for Yeah Nah. NBA Australia. Yeah Nah. We take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. And guess what? We haven't mentioned it yet, but it's the All Kemba Walker Trade Edition. That's right. Fucking that mealy mouth nerd, fucking Adrian Wojnarowski, Woj, had a thing on Friday saying, yo, Charlotte want to trade Kemba Walker. Everyone's like, yeah, Charlotte fucking suck. Like, no shit, Woj. Anyway, but this is the first time we've got, like, official fucking, like, clearly someone's leaked it to Woj from Charlotte. They're like, hey, man, we're just throwing it out there, just saying. And Woj is like, oh, please, that, I just want to do this. This is going to be fun. So let's do the All Kemba edition of Yeah Nahs. Basically some destinations, what do you reckon? So the Knicks, the New York Knickerbockers of New York City, should trade for Kemba Walker.
Yeah Nah.
Nah. I don't know, man. I feel like you want to stick with Frankie Nicotine and stay on like the Zingers timeline, right? Like, I mean, it'd be the most fucking Knicks thing ever to trade Frankie Nicotine and like a first rounder for Kemba Walker. They would do that in a heartbeat, you know it. But I don't know. They haven't done anything dumb so far this year. So maybe the Knicks won't do anything dumb and trade for Kemba. I mean, he's got a great contract. It's like 16 mil for the next couple of years. It's pretty fucking good. But the Knicks, like, Frankie Nicotine could be the best fucking defensive point guard in the fucking entire NBA, like, next year. Like, he's close to it already. Like, fucking hell, man. And it's the kind of dude, like, if he can keep shooting well and, like, just put him next to the Zinger. I like that. But Kemba, I mean, yeah, it's a secondary ball handler, but maybe I just feel like you kind of need some... You've already got Tim Hardaway Jr. Why not just, like, fucking load up on a couple of wings, Knicks? What are you doing? I mean, maybe if you get, I don't know, fuck it. Yeah, Knicks, don't do it. Stick with Frankie Nicotine. I love the kid. The Indiana Pacers of Indiana should trade for Kemba Walker.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, I fucking love this idea. I loved it from the second I saw this idea. Kemba and Victor Oladipo next to each other. Wouldn't that be fucking good? Just put Kemba in place of Darren Collison and sign me the fuck up. Don't know what it takes to get this done, like an Indy first rounder. What the fuck else, though? You can't give up Miles Turner. You literally just go, hey, what else do you want from us, Charlotte? Just fucking raid the cupboard, son. Yeah, Indy and Kemba, I love the idea. Another one that I dig, the Denver Nuggets, number 3. Denver should trade for Kemba Walker. Yeah, nah, yeah! They fucking need just a little bit more class to get them over in the hump in the West. He'd be fucking ace. Like, You can't give up Jamal Murray. Maybe Gary Dartsman Harris. He's the Dartsman because he's got a name like a fucking darts player. Does Gary Harris. What are you giving up? A pick? Juan Hernan Gomez? Fucking Fareed? Like, again, whatever the fuck you want from us, we'll give you. Just saying. Denver. So with Denver, if they had Jokic, Paul Millsap, Kemba, and Jamal Murray, man, I'm fucking feeling good about that, right? And then they've got like a random bunch of wings, Will Barton, Wilson Chandler. Denver, get that fucking done. And then finally, we've just got a couple of easy two ones, like Detroit. Holy shit, that definitely seems like a destination, doesn't it? You know, Stan will throw whatever the fuck he can at it. It's like, please take Reggie Jackson, Stanley Johnson, Henry Ellenson, Luke. You can have fucking Luke Kennard. I'll give you a first round pick. I just want to be good. And the Cavs. Ooh, hey, what's this? Would you trade Isaiah Thomas for Kemba Walker? Oh, you fucking what? Oh, shit. Oh, would you do it? What about the Brooklyn pick? Would you give the Brooklyn pick, which I believe is what, currently 8th? Oh, Jesus. Would you give that up for Kemba? What do you reckon? Fucking hell. Oh, Jesus, that's fun. Isaiah Thomas for Kemba Walker. I love the idea. Because, I mean, Isaiah could just be the fucking man in Charlotte. Kemba, like, it's also an expiring contract if Jordan doesn't want to keep him around down there. Kemba, it'd be an upgrade for the Cavs, that's fucking for sure. Ooh, I like it. Anyway, there you go. That was a good, yeah, nah. Let's get to the old unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Look at me. Come on, it's the NBA Straya. It's going to be our all-star selections. Let's do the damn thing. Oh, shit. Let's do our mock draft. So LeBron picks first. Of our starters, LeBron, Greek Freak, Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving, DeRozan, the nerd Steph Curry on the West. He's the captain. He picks as well. James Harden, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, and Boogie Cousins. So LeBron picks first. Out of the starters, who are we picking? LeBron, he's picking KD. Just to fuck with Curry. I love this. I love it. So we're gonna go snake, aren't we? So KD is picked by LeBron. Steph Curry goes next. He takes Anthony Davis. Fuck off, you do. You go, all right, man, I'm gonna block everybody. Fuck all your shit. And then at number 3, Curry goes, oh, I'm going to turn around after Anthony Davis and take Giannis Antetokounmpo. Shit, yeah. LeBron is like, all right, well, fuck you. I'm going to take James Harden, my boy. Take the beard at number 4. And then LeBron goes, all right, you got Anthony Davis? I'm going to take Boogie Cousins at number 5. Shit, yeah. So LeBron suddenly got like KD, Harden, and Boogie. Steph's got him, Davis, Giannis. He goes, all right, fuck it. I'm going to take Kyrie at number 6. Try and stop us from scoring all the points, motherfuckers. And then to pair with Anthony Davis, he goes, all right, I'm going to take what? Am I going to take DeMar DeRozan? Fuck no, I'm going to take Joel Embiid, bitches. So at number 7, Steph takes Embiid. Number 8, LeBron is stuck with DeMar DeRozan, kid. And he is the fucking moron. All right, so the rest of our all-star picks, let's do it. NBA Straya all-star picks for the East, our reserves. What do you want? Look, I don't feel good about it, but Kevin Love probably gets in there. Maybe. Look, I was thinking fucking Mirotic could go in there as a front court player. Is he having a better season than fucking Kevin Love? Almost. How about Hassan Whiteside? All fucking most, mate. But yeah, I don't know. Give me fucking... Look, I'll take the zinger. Because, look, everybody needs the...
Supercharged zinger burger.
The supercharged zinger burger. I'll also take Al Horford. Because why not? And look, Kevin Love, why not? All right, that's fine. The backcourt, give me Victor Oladipo and big fucking Ben Simmons. Shit, yeah. Best point guard in the fucking East, mate. Just saying. And how about the wild cards, baby? What do you reckon? I don't know, mate, but...
Why aren't the brakes working?
Because I cut the brakes! Wild card, bitches!
Yeehaw! This is our two wildcards, Brad Beal and John Wall. We're going to go both the entire Washington backcourt for our wildcards in the East. Now, how about the frontcourt for the West? Yeah, LaMarcus Aldridge deserves it, all right, I guess. Fuck off. He's the most boring player there is. Draymond Green, second frontcourt spot, and big Karl Anthony Towns is number 3. Shit, yeah. Love it. There you go, LaMarcus Aldridge, Draymond, big cat, sure. Backcourt, give me Rusty Westbrook, obviously, and Jimmy Butler. I mean, he could be a 3, he could be a 2. I'm going to put him in the backcourt. Fuck off. The wild card for the West. What do you reckon? Oh, shit. I don't know about it, but...
Why aren't the brakes working?
Because I cut the brakes! Wild card, bitches!
Yeehaw! All right. right, come on, man. Who's our wild card in the West? It's Klay Thompson and Dame. Dollar motherfucking Dame Lillard. Love it. Yes, I love it. So there you go. Our East team is Zinger, Al Horford, Kevin Love, Ben Simmons, Victor Oladipo, and the Washington backcourt. And in the West, we've got LaMarcus Aldridge, Draymond, Big Cat, Rusty Westbrook, and Jimmy Butts to go with Klay Thompson and Dame Lillard. Not bad. There's some pretty balanced teams, I reckon, right? I just don't know about that East front court. Like, Zinger and Al Horford, sure. Kevin Love, it's just tough, right? Fucking hell, man. I don't know. Anyway, cool. There you go. That's it. That's our NBA Australia All-Stars. Love it. All right, let's get to It's Monday, so we find out who's our dickhead of the weekend, and wow. I promised this at the top, but it's a former Cleveland Cavaliers coach. It's David Blatt. Oh, shit. He's out there talking fucking shit about the Cavs. He's out there throwing shade like a mad dog. So he's being interviewed before the Turkish All-Star game, where he was coaching the European squad in the Turkey League versus the Asian squad. Seems weird, but hey, that's what Turkey's all about, right? It was like half in Europe, half in Asia. What up? David Blatt says, I hope we don't give up as many points as the Cavs did last night. Everyone's like, ha ha ha. The Cavs gave up 148. That's funny. Fucking hell. Oh, guess what? They gave up 151. Oh, David Blatt, what are you doing? And you lost. Fucking hell. The Asian squad beat David Blatt's European squad. They scored 151 points after David Blatt is like shit talking the Cavs for giving up 148. Unbelievable. There you go, David Blatt. You are our dickhead of the weekend. And hey, how fun was this? Eric McCollum was on Team Europe as well. That's CJ McCollum's brother. He had 19 points with 7 assists. It's pretty good. Jeff Ayers also played in this fucking game for Team Asia. He had 26 and 11. Love some former NBA dudes. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch, eh? Let's do that right after this one.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to NBA Australia. Let's do the Australian Player Watch, as we do every day. Check up on all the NBA Australia players. Ben Simmons, he had a win over Delly Thon and the Bucks on Saturday. He had 16 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds. That was a fun game. No Greek freak, so I don't know what what Delly and Thon could do against Big Ben Simmons, but I want to see Big Ben Simmons versus Giannis. Come on, mate. What was that? Where the fuck is it? Anyway, shame. Simmons for the year, 17 points, 8.5 rebounds, 7.5 assists, smashing it, mate. Patty Mills, after his big 25 over the Nets on Wednesday, that was the last time the Spurs won.
Oh, Jesus.
Spurs lost to the Raps on Friday. Patty had 13 points in 28 minutes. Man, 4 of 14 from the field, though. Rough one, I'll tell you. Had 1 of 9 from 3. Holy crap. Brutal one. That's why, look, I'm not saying that he's the reason that they lost, but Jesus, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 turnovers. Tough one, Patty. And then on the next Spurs loss, it was at home to the Pacers. He had 22 minutes against the Pacers, scored 8 points, 2 of 6 from 3, 3 of 7 overall, only added 2 assists, 1 rebound, 3 turnovers. It was a minus 9 for the game. That's a tricky one with the Spurs because they've got DeJounte Murray starting now. Tony Parker came off the bench. Patty Mills as well. There's a little bit of redundancy if you're playing 3-point guards a little bit maybe. But you know what? I trust Pop to figure that out. How about jingling Joe Ingles? Oh, shit. Back-to-back homestand Friday in the loss to the Knicks for the Jazz. Jingling Joe had 9 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. And then on Saturday, though, comes out of nowhere. Jingling Joe Ingles. He goes and he goes. Bang! Smashed it. 21 points, career high, equal career high for Jingling Joe. 8 of 15 from the field, 5 of 10 from 3. 21 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals as well. He threw it in there. Not bad. 3 turnovers, but Jesus. Oh, man, way to go, Jingling Joe. I'm proud of you. You look like a Glenelg High School substitute teacher, but Jesus, you can stroke it. Delly, Simmer on the Sixers. The Bucks lose. Delly had 17 minutes, had 5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. You go 2 turnovers, rough one. But how about Thon McCur against the Sixers and Simo? Had 16 minutes. Jesus, Jason Kidd, play the Aussies a bit, would you, you dickhead? But Thon had 6 points. Two of six from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, added 1 assist, 1 block, and a turnover. Not bad. Not bad, really, 16 minutes. Speaking of limited minutes and smashing it, How's Bainesy? Fucking big bangers. Aaron Baines. The Celtics finally play. They play the Magic on Sunday. And he comes off the bench. Bainesy, what's going on? They lose. Bangers only plays 5 minutes. That's fucked. But he crammed a lot of action into 5 minutes, I'll tell you. Took two shots, missed both of them, but added one rebound, one assist, and a block. Also had a turnover and a foul. That's fucking amazing for 5 minutes. On your bangers. I mean, just saying, Bangers has got the best individual defensive rating of any rotation player in the league. Why are you coming off the bench against the Magic? Especially against Biombo. Jesus Christ. Look, far be it from me to be like, hey, Brad, what the fuck y'all doing? But you're 25-8 when Bane starts. I don't know if you fuck with that. Abbott Andrew Bogut still doesn't have a team, sitting on the couch fucking around on Twitter and getting paid, son. I love it. How about the daily question for the NBA Australia? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Aw, yeah, but getting in some non-contact practice. Coming back, hopefully by All-Star. Come on, Dante. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch, how's Kyrie doing? Yeah, not fucking bad, mate. Not fucking bad. He had 40 points against the Magic, even though the Celtics lost and only scored 55 points besides fucking Kyrie. I wonder if this is going to be the start of Kyrie just going, ah, fuck it. I'm going to score a bunch of points. Fuck you all. Not bad. Not bad. All right, let's get to the Andrew Gaze played with who? All-Stars. That's right, man. It's our Andrew Gaze Tribute Corner. We either have some tributary stat or some other fun nugget to do with Andrew Gaze on a Monday. Today, it's Andrew Gaze played with who? And oh my God, if it's not the star of my giant himself, the 7'7" Romanian Marvel roller coaster, it's Billy Crystal's best mate, George Murison. Yes, George Murison, the fucking 7'7" Romanian from the 90s. Remember him? The best part is they used to call him Ghiță in Romanian, which translates to Little George. Unbelievable. That's pretty good. Anyway, George Murison, he was a giant fucking huge 7'7". Unbelievable. He's a rookie the same year as Gazy, 93-94. And I reckon some of that goat magic of Andrew Gaze rubbed off on old Ghiță over there. After his rookie year with Gazy, he only averaged 5-3 that year. After playing with Gazy, though, he averaged 10 points a game the next year and then really hit his stride. He was most improved the year after when he averaged 14.5 points, 9.6 rebounds and 2.3 blocks a game in 95-96. Nice one, George. And then he played against Jordan and the Bulls in the 97 playoffs, led the league in field goal percentage 2 years running. I mean, he was bloody 7'7". What do you expect? Just fucking put the ball in the hoop. Anyway, the big old buddy of his wouldn't hold up under the strain of pro basketball. 6 years in the NBA, 4 with the Wiz, 2 with the Nets, played one more season in France and his back was fucked. So he retired for good. There you go, at the age of 30, because it was all fucked. Anyway, on your little Georgie, you played with a goat, and you have just made it to our Andrew Gaze played with who? All-Stars. I dig it. All right, let's get to the game previews for tonight and bring it home with Patty Mills' Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board after this little break.
G'day. This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Yeah, it's NBA Australia. We back. You know it. Come on, man. Love this shit. All right, let's get to the Game Day Baller, Game Day Inspiration Board from Patty Mills. Ah, and that's all it is. Game Day Baller, Game Day, hashtag versus Indiana, hashtag go Spurs go. Thanks, Patty. All right, let's get to the game previews for tonight.
It's game previews. Game previews.
It's Monday night. We've got a massive one, 12 games. There's only 20 on the weekend because of the NFL taking over that Sunday with the AFC and NFC Championship games. Let's go, Pats. Woo! So we've got 12 games tonight to make up for it. Let's do it. Kings at Hornets. Oh, Tankapalooza. Trade Kemba. What do you reckon? Hornets still win. Kings are horrible. Jazz at Hawks. Oh, this is an easy get right for the Jazzes, huh? Got to get right against the Hawks. It's the only way to do it. Jazz win that one. Heat at Rockets. Oh, mate, the Heat lost to the bloody Nets on Friday, and the Rockets just beat the Warriors. I think the Rockets will win that at home. Hanging out at home, they get Ariza and Gerald Green back too. Not bad. How about the Sixers? Yeah, Rockets win. Sixers at Grizz. Big Ben, Simo, and Embiid versus Gasol on the road. Yeah, I think the Sixers win this. Memphis are fucking just an absolute Barry Crocker at the moment. Suns at Bucks. Oh, what's this? Is this an Eric Bledsoe revenge game? Do you reckon Eric Bledsoe is going to go get a haircut before this? Just be in the salon, start tweeting. no Greek Freak for this. I reckon the Suns win. Booker is absolutely fucking smashing it at the moment as well. Old Devin Booker. So, not bad, not bad. Give me the Suns. Jesus. Love me some Devin Booker at the moment. he's only averaging just a lazy 25.3 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 4.6 assists. And the dude's like fucking so young that it's terrifying. Like absolutely fucking terrifying. Jesus. Anyway, moving along. So Suns win that. Bulls at Pelicans. This is tasty, isn't it? Boogie and AD versus Lowry and Levine. Lowry might get snapped in half by Boogie though. I don't know. How are fucking Chris Dunn's fucking teeth, man? That's all I want to know. Still out too with that concussion from that dunk fall the other day. Give me the Pelicans. I think they'll be all right at home. Maybe. The Wizards at Mavs. John Wall versus Dennis Smith Jr. Ooh, Mavs are doing okay, but they've just lost three straight. The Wiz are doing their usual fuckabout, and I think they will win that one. So Wiz win that over the Mavs. Just telling you. Oh my God, is this it? Blazers at Nugs. We've got another revenge game. Nurk, revenge. Get him, Nurk. Yes, Yusuf Nurkic. Yes, he's Boston Embiid return to smash old team. It's very good. I dress up Embiid, put on Blazer uniform, go eat the rest of Nuggets who tried to trap me and trap me to the Blazers.
Good job. Let's go, Bosnian Bear. Blazers, I reckon, beat the Nugs, but this is going to be great. The Serbian Jokic against his old mucker there. Nurk. And we've also got Siege and Dame Lillard versus Gary and Jamal. Jamal Murray and Gary the Dartsman Harris. Love it. That's a great game. And then finally, there's another good one too. Wolves at Clippers. That's nice. Cat versus DJ. Well, as long as DJ's back from his ankle. Jimmy Butts out there partying in LA last night. Gonna go to a Luke Bryan concert and shit. What do you reckon? Give me the Wolves. I reckon they win it. And that's it for today. We've done the damn thing. We've wrapped the weekend. It's all over. And we're going to finish up with a deli review at the end of this one. You know that's going to be amazing. We'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at NBA Australia. Get stuck in there on the old facey. Smash it with the NBA Australia Never Forgets. Subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. Go on. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. And go check out House Hats, their new band. Best band in Australia, mate. Extra special thanks to Green Green Green, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, and Fascinated for the band, for the music that you heard throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. Great tunes, and that's it. All right, stick around for Deli. He's reviewing The Big Sick. Ah, you know you're going to love it. And we'll catch us all tomorrow. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Hosen.
Oi, 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 how the fuck are yous? It's old mate Deli over here, just hanging and fanging while doing my usual pop culture review for NBA Australia, eh? So, like, with my team, like Milwaukee, not being all that good and shit, like we've lost four of our last five games, bro. Which is like more fuck than the time me best mate Plugger rooted me girlfriend when we were back at Maryborough High School. I mean, we'd only gone out a couple of times to the movies and shit, but fucking that's a dog move by Plugger. Fucking dickhead. But big fella bought me a sober bunny and coke to apologise though, so then we're best mates again. But anyway, like, so with all this losing and shit, it's all a bit fucked. But it also means I've not been out on the cans as much with my fucking, with my teammates and shit. So me and the missus have gotten some quality deli couch time in, eh? You know what that means, bloody rooting in the deli house. Ho ho! Deli! Anyway, so the missus and I watched that big movie, The Big Sick, on the telly. That one where that Pakistani bloke from telly, he's on that Silicon Valley show. What's his name? Kumail, that's his bloody name. And like he's in it and his missus get sick and they have to figure out all this stuff and shit. And I'm like, I gotta tell you, it's pretty good, but Deli was pretty bored, eh? There's like no tits, no explosions. It's all a bit lovey-dovey chick stuff for me. Like, it's all nice and stuff and the missus fucking loved it. But like, couldn't Kumail just have beaten the shit out of some cunt or like just once or twice just fucking just done something cool just to keep fucking old mate Deli fully stoked? I don't know. Still, fucking Everybody Loves Raymond was funny as fuck, though. Like, that Ray Romano is a fucking pisser, I'll tell ya. Anyway, so it was all really good, but it was a bit too much of a chick flick for old mate Deli over here. But, like, I'd still give it 10 out of 10 Deli ones, because the missus loved it so much, and I got a root afterwards, eh? There you go, hey, Deli! Alright, so that's it from me for this week, and, I don't know, go watch The Big Sick if you wanna. I guess. I'll catch us next week. Buy my shoes, you cunts. Deli out!